Hi guys, it's Model Angela. And Sadie J, of course.
Is that not how you just said it, see?
But don't do me. Do not do me. It probably is how I would have said it, but still. Hi guys, I missed y'all a little bit. Just a little. Did y'all miss me? That's fine.
Not really.
Yeah. No, that's it happens to the best of us. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Glitz and Glamour. So, how's my Angela?
So, man. So much has happened.
Really? Go ahead, Sadie. Let's hear it.
Well, first off, big ups to both of us for doing our big Labor Day sales this weekend. People, if you didn't take advantage of it, you can't complain about the prices because Mala Angela had herself 50% off, and I had annual subscriptions for the digital app for 50% off, so you can't beat that. Matter of fact, the Labor Day sale is still going on to the end of tomorrow, so yeah. Take advantage
of it.
Y'all
get your subscriptions.
Yeah, because otherwise you're going to, you know, and you get the annual subscription at 50% off, it's going to cost you less than it would. It costs you only $2 more than it would cost you for a single copy of the digital download. So I don't know about y'all, but, you know, do your math, put two and two together, and you figure out, oh, wait a minute, this is a good deal. And the new issue of Human Canvas came out this weekend. So big ups to that. And you actually, in there is one of some new outfits that you have brought to the fold. So big ups to the new outfits. There's some, I like it. It's definitely fall. It definitely has fall written all over it. So it was definitely a blessing to have you debut that in the magazine.
Thank you. We do what we can. And for those who does not know what he's talking about, he is in reference to Closet Karma, which is spelled K-H. Because I can give you that on her website. That would make sense, huh? So it's KLOSETKHARMA.com.
Yeah, so, I mean, the thing is, you know, yeah, of course, you know, some people are like, oh, hey, I guess they are over there trying to promote their business. You know, we promote everything else. We surely gonna promote our own stuff now. Come on now.
Right. Look, guys, like Labor Day threw me completely off yesterday. So I'm feeling like today is Monday and not Tuesday. I miss Love and Hip Hop Reunion. I feel horrible. And like my Mondays are just not the same without Hit the Floor. Like, it's just not right. I miss my husband.
That reunion definitely made it for Monday.
I only watched so many videos on Instagram. What happened with the reunion?
That reunion yesterday, part two, definitely made up for it. Lord, I don't know what the heck was going on yesterday. That hot mess.
What happened?
Did you watch it yesterday? Part two of the reunion?
No, I didn't.
Oh Lord. Child, I don't know what. I just want to know, were we watching Love and Hip Hop Atlanta rewatching Ayanna Fix My Life. Because they spent a whole damn show talking about Stevie J and Jocelyn, mainly about Jocelyn. Like, damn it, this is a reunion show. We're going to talk about Jocelyn. She got in the right beginning, there was a big-ass fight that happened. You know, you see that on part one, they kind of, you watch the end of it, and it's kind of like leads up to what happens on this as far as they're getting ready to fight. And so, yeah, she, like, swinging on every goddamn body. So they had, security had to escort them. They had police had to come there at one point in time. They escorted the audience out, all this different
Are
stuff.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Well, Justin, she's doing the most. So what was she doing?
She was doing all this. Yeah, she was, I mean, she even had Tammy. She came with the Tammy trying to start stuff. She was just, like, going out, Athea, Benzino. So, yeah, they were just really going on.
I think she was high. I'm sorry. I'm with Benzino. I think she was high because
and that
the
was
way
another
she
thing
was looking,
that was going on.
Even
was
normal.
She high or not?
So they was asking that and discussing that on the show. Was she high or not? Because I remember hearing,
well,
like, on
the
behind
the she was, she wasn't even on. You know, because she got kicked off the set. She didn't get to, she wasn't even allowed to come back on the set. Her and Stevie were both at the set after all that craziness. So, they were asking, you know, they were just asking everybody in, on the cast, you know, just, you know, about Jocelyn, was she on drugs? And, you know, it was just so much. It's like, God, thank you. We're going to spend a whole freaking
time.
We're going to spend this whole hour about talking about Jocelyn.
See, well, she did that, like, the way they set that up. It's for her to pretty much get even more attention because she really is irrelevant to the show. So, I mean, with her acting a fool and them dedicating a whole reunion show talking about her and how she's supposed to be a negative person in Stevie's life or bring out the worst in him, like, no, that's just him. Shit. Y'all just see it more than she's around. But that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But why would I
want
to
talking, talking about, too, they were talking
about
exactly what she said about Stevie J. Is he Eglidale or is it Jocelyn that brings it? So it was about that, you know, pretty much everything would keep going back to Jocelyn, but it also be tie-ins about
Stevie.
Stevie
is a grown-ass man. He ain't just learned new ignorant-ass traits. He been had those traits. Mimi said for all these years he been cheating on her. I don't know why she's going to act like Jocelyn the only one.
Right.
Crazy.
You know, whatever.
Mm-mm-mm.
Man.
What else comes on Monday? That Atlanta Exes?
Atlanta Exes. Puke. I hate that show. I already want to peek now. I was like, this show is freaking whack. Turn. And then,
well, see,
and also T.I. and Tia Tiny came on yesterday, too.
You know how I feel about that show.
I know how you feel.
You know how I feel
I
about that show,
but
I watched them.
But hold on,
twice,
hold on, wait. You know what? You know why you can't really come for them no more?
What?
Because on Love & Hip Hop, they sat there and spent so much of this season trying to act like we didn't know that freaking sex tape was leaked by them on purpose.
They did what?
And that wasn't professional. It wasn't professionally done. So for that, you know, they on some fakery, dude. So.
So, wait, did Nico take that drug? I mean, take the lie detector test about that?
No, he took a lie detector test about, yeah, who took the lie detector test? Give me a moment.
On Stevie J? I mean,
Scrappy.
On Scrappy. But, you know,
yeah,
I thought I'd seen some kind of commercial
sleeping
about
with America.
Him. America.
Yeah, it was about him sleeping with Erica. They were doing a lie detector test about.
But I could have sworn when I seen a preview, it asked, would he take one? What's his name? The ugly motherfucker was Rogue? Nico.
Well, you might have been seeing a clip where they were, like, asking everybody, and everybody's, like, certain they're talking about their concern about taking a lie detector test.
You might
have came in on that.
Yeah. But I mean, that shit wasn't really that important. I feel like if Nico and Mimi want to act like that was the reason, you know, that they had that sex tape, why not ask that as a lot of tape? That would have been some interesting shit because everybody clearly knows you know, because maybe I was trying to say I just did something I didn't know what I was doing, you know, and it just happened to get out. What I really think she knew about it too. Like, I feel like she's just trying to play the innocent person, but you knew just as well as he knew that y'all was going to leak that damn sex tape. That's
right.
Just how I feel. Ain't nobody just making sex tapes and not keeping them in their hand with a dude that they have no promising future with. Your whole man married, you ain't even know. And you telling me that you're going to make a sex tape with him? What? No. That don't make sense. I'm sorry.
You're going to pray for these people. Pray for them, Lord.
Yeah, that's pretty ugly. Now, back to these ugly people on Atlanta Exit. I'm sick of them. I didn't watch this week's show, but last week and the week before the show were both horrible. Usher's ex-wife, I am so glad that man left that woman. She is poison.
Man,
she is nothing but
who are you telling?
Me, okay? She is one miserable bitch. Like, miserable. That's not okay. Kevin Hart is
like, she really is that conniving, and that. And for her to be so, that's becoming her. That's not even just where her. I see this a lot. It's a bunch of these older women who are so immature. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's really, really ridiculous. And then she tried to get all sensitive, and she was like, "What really hurt me when you said kill yourself? Because you don't know how many times I really do it." Well, stop coming for people if you don't want them to come for you. I hate people like that who will come for somebody
right.
and try to get them in the gut. But when they get your ass in the gut and just rip your guts out, then you want to get all emotional and all sensitive. No, do not come for somebody if you don't want them to come for you, because it's only fair that she responds the way that she responds. Even though it's both petty, like, don't expect her to be the bigger person and you want to be the motherfucking child. No, no. If you don't want her to act like that, you don't act like that. I'm sorry. I'm definitely not going to be the big person. So if you come for me with some smart shit, I'm going for the gusto on your ass, okay? By the time we get off the phone, you're going to be doing it. Kill yourself, you're going to cry. Really bad. One or the other. I don't give a damn if it's lies. I'm going hard. So do not call me with no bullshit. Don't come in my face with no bullshit if you don't want to hear it. That's all I'm saying.
Damn.
I'm just saying. That's just like asking questions that you don't want the real answer to. Why the fuck did you ask? So you just, I feel like if you just going to be asking questions all willy-nilly, you have to prepare yourself for that answer that you receive. Either take it or leave it. Simple. Evil bitches. But I don't understand why they do it. That's my only question. Like, why do y'all constantly nitpick at each other and find dumb shit to argue about? Like, why? What's the reason?
Because they're trying so hard to get ratings, and we can see through that shit.
You might as well just go on motherfucking Bad Girls Club the way y'all be trying to act half the time. It's not, no. The only person who had sense on that show is CeeLo's wife and ex-wife and Neo's ex-girlfriend, baby mama wife thing that they got situation they got going on.
I'm just tired of doing the shows in freaking Atlanta. I'm so bored of it. Like, we get it. Atlanta.
Atlanta
next
is,
city.
I guess, is Atlanta is trying to make it like a baby L.A. or something like. I mean, I see where they're going with it, but I think they should open it up to more cities.
Yeah, because we already got, we just came
on.
Out of Love and Hip Hop ATL, and y'all come straight to her show with this. This is crazy.
And then that other show, like R&B something, I mean, Hip Hop something.
Yeah.
Ain't that most?
I mean, you know, how many bias? When we gonna get a Texas show?
You know, I remember they was doing that whole casting supposedly for Love and Hip Hop Houston. I don't know what happened with it. The cast that they picked, it was gonna probably be dumb as shit. So it's probably best they didn't hear that. But I don't know.
You know, this is what they're going wrong with. And I'm gonna be flat out. You know, some of you feelings might be hurt by me saying this, but it is what it is. We don't really truly have big name celebrities
in
here.
Anymore. Correct. I agree with you. And the people
it's ones that's not going to do reality shows really. So
yeah, like,
I think we also need to do a show where it's more so people who are up and coming, or Average Joe just have like a generic show to where it's just craziness going on. I think that's where we're going wrong at.
Yeah,
and
I
they have
agree,
like one
totally.
Celebrity person like have like a Bun B or something involved with it. Just one person like that, like hosting it or something. You know, I'm just throwing ideas at them. They can figure out as they go. But in there, we give y'all some stuff. Y'all better write us a check on here. We, you know, doing some good stuff over here.
Right.
All right. Well, I think it's that time for me to do my other job, play music. Today's topic, I'll remind you about today's topic. Today's topic is, how do you tell someone you don't love them anymore? So I have a song I'm dedicating just to that topic for today. Just start the music break off. I told Angela, oh, Lord, bear, you know, you might want to grab onto something. This is going to be so hilarious. All right, here we go.
I thought a mother's kind of love was supposed to be from heaven above. The day you left this world, much to my surprise, the love I wanted from you inside, you denied, and you're the reason why I dedicate my life. You came into my life, gave me love from above. Made me wanna sing, da 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 da. Doesn't matter what they say, 'cause you stayed. And all that we've been through, your love has brought us through. It doesn't matter what they say, 'cause you say, I deserve, I deserve to be. That you gave me your love, all the love we shared, I dedicate, I appreciate you every way, 'cause every day you stay. Whether you're a woman, man, or child, it doesn't matter whether you're straight or gay, we're all God's creatures. I deserve.
afraid sometimes, man, of about, like, things you need and want, family, friends, stuff like that. Yeah. I kind of crack myself up sometimes. The stuff I pray about be real simple, like just making it home. Yeah. My whole life I've been putting out fires that other people start. Hero hard, I just wanna play my equal part. When classes start, teacher's part is to keep us smart. But class clowns say it's a rapist up in Lincoln Park. So keep praying, kids playing, it's getting dark. Mom's getting sparked, no wonder what they swinging for. Where's Pops? He been gone since like a week before. What you sleeping for? We gon' need the preachers more. I choose keeping my soul over a pot of gold. Cause that pot of gold will leave you with a pot of nose. Started as dreams and schemes and a pile of goals. And we're backstabbing friends, enemies, a pile of foes. And nowadays we so addicted to the hour shows. Lights done in the dark, I wonder where the power goes. And the trend now is parting year with model hoes. My girl don't feel appreciated, tell me where the flowers go. They say where you start ain't always what you end with. That's kinda true, cause I'm wondering where my friends went. The ones that really know me care less about a fan base. You be cool with a lot of niggas to the fan break. I wanna make it for my fans, take my bro say. He'd rather pass on the topic that's lonely like hoes say. So it's a couple words I say to myself, couple words I pray to myself. I just wanna make it home. And you come in this world, man, with your family, your moms, your brothers, couple friends along the way, you know. And then you meet this girl, man, and she just come along and give it a whole new feeling, like something you never felt before, man. Yeah. She make me wanna give her everything she asks for. Whether it's a trip or my cell phone passcode. And yeah, she trusts me, and I ain't gotta hide shit. So I don't be lying like Tiger with a side chick. My mom told me a better man I better be. No lions, tigers, or bears. At first she was scared of me. Might change the game up, hit her with the pedigree. Get on one bending knee and hit her with a wedding ring. I can tell by how she kissing me. The only other chick besides moms who can love me unconditionally. Seen past the mystery, misery of my history. It's crazy when I entered her, said she seen her enemy. Her John Dillinger, fifth the public enemy. At first she wasn't into me, now she the puzzle's missing piece. So for everybody hating on me, got a bad chick waiting on me. I just wanna make it home. I come across this homeless dude all the time, man. I never judge him or nothing like that. I just see him, man. Never know what to say, man, but most of the time, man, I wonder what his pain is. Like, never know what got him to that point. Just never know, man. Yeah. I finally got enough nerve to go and ask him what happened in the past with your family and passion. It's so tragic. He say the world ain't been the same since he had seen his baby girl in the casket. So what happened? He a college graduate, can't understand how he in the hood pushing the basket. He a survivor, I figured that's the least it could be, since he lost his daughter to a drunk driver. The story goes, he was headed home, they had just talked on the phone, couldn't have been like half an hour. He walked through the door, what he didn't know, his wife had picked his daughter up on the way from a happy hour. The driver that his daughter lost her life to, same reason on that same day he lost his wife too. And he was 46, wondering where his daughter went. Gave up on car notes and mortgages. True story, a Lexus and two-story up in Arlington. Life had made him give up on all of it. Couldn't look his wife up in the face, he couldn't handle it. Daughter name was Faith, he had lost them both, same date on the calendar. The whole time I'm sitting thinking, tearing up, wondering. When we pray to God, is he hearing us? Pondering, waiting for sunshine, where the summer went. Question is, when you lose hope, what's the punishment? The money went, then he lost his mind and his selfishness is evident. He happy with whatever I can help him with. Be careful with anything that bring life relevance. I'm telling you, cause I left out the part about the felony. It's been a better week. He happy I could reach to him, speak to him. Cold world, son, keep warm. That's what he told me, man. I just wanna make it home.
Free Flow Fridays, week five. Yeah, I'm the only one that got the job done. The new album is the bomb, take cover for me. Yeah, I told y'all in 08, man in the city, y'all was hating, now everybody. Believe me, nigga, rowing underground, run the battle scene, nigga. Man in the city, August 17th, nigga. Part 2 dropping August 17th, nigga. Believe me, yeah. Free Flow Fridays, week 5, next week.
week I'ma drop the first track off the album. When y'all hear, y'all gon' see why can't nobody fuck with me. Let's have fun right now, though.
It's been me and Uncle Calvin off the rip. That's the man who put me in the shit. Heard he throwing up the gang, I check his resume quick. I've been banging Nate Chubb since Nut jumped me in the shit. Rest in peace to Titan Shag, nigga, what's up the brick? Goddamn, they still downloading poetry. The most forward-thinking EP. Live from the struggle, put Denton on the map. Fort Worth, what's the hat? My nigga Blue running Dallas, niggas flying like they putting on. But last month I was played on the radio. I kept it real, I was booking everybody's shows. I asked for the same niggas, turned to a hoe. Now I'm like, huh, it's my time, nigga. You ain't getting booked, fuck you and your problems, nigga. Fuck a gun, catch fate, I'm trying to box, nigga. The most electrifying man since The Rock, nigga. I go 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. She better hide it in a twat, I need a real bitch. We pop Molly, eat shroom, and smoke big spliffs. Crack baby from the 80s, psychedelic shit. August 17th, I'm about to shut the city down. 3 count, pin them down, figure 4, tap them out. I'm about cash and respect, plus my weed strong. It's light work, next week I drop the real song. And I promise you gon' love it, your bitch. I was homeless, Curtis Gordon, he can vouch it, your bitch. But now I'm living good, ain't working hard, get hard. These rappers try too hard to sound too hard, too hard. These rappers try too hard to sound too weird, too weird. I'll probably sign a major deal next year, next year. My homie Battle told me do this beat. This shit for Josh's daughter, Battle cancel every week. My mama made it out the hospital, thought I would lose her, so I cried a little, They not rapping about their life, man. And then I came, amazing grace, God is great, hey. These principles I live by can't be taught by principles. Unwritten codes can't be learned, it's instilled in you, yeah. Last month I was in 2 magazines, and bitch, we dropped the I'm From Texas documentary, yeah. Man in the City too, August 17th we dropping. Release party August 16th. Birthday bash August 30th with Miller Virgos, you know what I'm talking about? In the City Kids clothing, AV316 shirts. We running this bitch, I'm a walking billboard, ho. Trump Pop, K104, Chris Cole in After Hours, AVTheGreat.com, and that's the bottom line, because AV said so.
Alright, exactly back right here on Grip to Glamour. And that first track was by Mama D, man. That was... And then, of course, Fast Domino, you know, Make It Home. Got to definitely play that. I know last week, last Sunday, he actually performed, so big ups to him. Definitely, I'm glad to play that. Saw a little clip of him on YouTube showing some little something he did while he was on the stage. And also the last track was like a freestyle track of my boy A.B. the Great, a.k.a. Chris Cole, on K104 here in Dallas, Fort Worth. And that's a dude that's been supporting, like he's been one of the biggest supporters of everything I do. And you know, me and we throw our birthday parties to each other almost every year. And you know, he just shows so much love, so I definitely had to play his music. And he gave me a copy of his autographed new CD that came out this weekend. So, shout out to that.
Well, shout out to that.
Yeah.
Shout out to all you guys. You're pretty much awesome.
Pretty much awesome, except for Mama D's.
You know what? That was so childish. And I should have known when you told me that, that it was going to be some bullshit. But I was not.
You know, I always have something ignorant up my sleeve. You always
that was
know.
More than ignorant. That was way yeah. more than ignorant. Well, I was looked, but the thing, I had set my phone down, but I had it on speaker, and
yep,
I did that bullshit. Almost like to piss me off. I said, "What the fuck?" Like, you cannot be serious
hey.
With this right now.
It is what it is, man. You don't feel that you deserve to be loved. You don't feel that way.
Anyway, let's move right along to today's topic.
See, that's perfect. See, a segue that leads into this perfect.
I'm not about to entertain Mamadi. You know, not going to do it. So, today's topic is, how do you tell someone that you don't love them? anymore. I was really waiting for you to be like, yep, because I really wasn't sure if that was it.
Because I think and see, love don't live here anymore. Do, 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 do. That was the first thing that came to my head when I saw you, you named the show that. I was like,
love don't live here anymore. Really? Is that how you feel?
Yes. Yes. Shout out to my singing voice. Check me out on The Voice this season.
Don't. Anyway, let's get into this topic. YouTuber. How do you tell someone that you don't love them? I'm not really sure, in all honesty. I've actually been thinking about it a lot of times. Because as mean as I am the worst person to break up with somebody. Like, I hate to hurt people's feelings. So sometimes I end up in relationships that I don't want to be in because I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Like, I feel like the bad person, you know what I mean? Even though I'm more of the bad person for not ending it when I know that it's not going to work. So having to tell somebody that you don't love them, that's pretty hard.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess it's best that you just flat out say, you know, I don't love you anymore. Or is that when you use that, I still love you, I'm just not in love with you type of situation? I don't know. I don't have an answer
for
that.
Here's one of the problems first. How you choose to do it is a problem. Like, for instance, I'll even downgrade it to not just saying love, but we don't want to be related to someone anymore. Or not trying to talk to them. We gotta be big boys and girls and say, "Hey, I don't want to talk to you anymore. I'm interested in someone else." Like you said, you said it personally in your explanation. They don't want a mark on their side saying that they were the bad guy because they want to continue to be the good guy. They don't want the bad guy or bad girl image on them of people saying, "Well, you know, you dialed somebody up. You can't complain, you get a bad person." And they don't want that kind of omen. So instead of doing that, they would just ignore the problem and not say anything. That's how you know, don't sit there and go, "Hey, I'm about to go love this person real quick and make some love to this person, and then I'm going to come and then I'm going to keep holding back and not tell this person. And then eventually, when I get caught, now I'm going to say, the thing is, I don't love you anymore." You know, that kind of stuff. Timing and how you do it is all about everything. It's, you know, either way it's going to hurt the person regardless, but it's how you do it or lack thereof doing it at all.
True, because sometimes it's delivery with things that can make the message completely different. Same as, like, you know, people misunderstand, like, a text message, and sometimes you can get a misunderstanding even when you tell somebody something if it's not delivered in a proper manner. So I definitely understand that. So I guess but why does a breakup or a hurt telling someone you're not in love with them anymore take so much thought to do? Like, why? Like, if it's something that you're no longer interested in or that you no longer have feelings for, it should be nothing for you to let that thing go, correct? Like, if you got some clothes that you know you don't like no more, you ain't gonna wear no more, you just like throw them out to the side. It's not like, "Oh, this used to be my favorite. Oh, I'm gonna lose some weight to get back in this." No. It's like, throw that shit out. It's out of style. You don't care. Whatever. But when it's a person that you no longer care for, you've grown apart from them, you have so much holding you back from actually moving forward. So if you really are, you know, out of love with them and over this person, shouldn't it just be as easy to move on as it is for you to, you know, empty out other things in your life?
You know what it is, Angela, with your point you just made? Sometimes I don't think this might throw a monkey wrench into the topic, but sometimes I think some people, it's not that they don't love the person no more, they're just going through a bad time. And that's what you have to understand, that it's going to be, when you're really, really in pursuit with someone and y'all together, there's going to be those roller coasters. It's not perfect. It's not this perfect road all the way through. So I think that's what the problem is. I think some of these people, it's not that they're not in love anymore. They're scared. There's so many different reasons why they could be thinking they're not in love anymore, because they're going through a bad patch and they don't want that person to be hurt in their bad patch of what they got going through. So sometimes someone must be faking the funk, and you do still love that person, but in order to protect your so-called feelings or their so-called feelings, you don't say anything. So then you do come out and say something, and you prematurely say you don't love that person. I'm going to tell the truth, I've done it before.
Well,
the person I actually love, and I told them I didn't love them, and I looked stupid as hell because you just were doing it for the time being. Because not all the time when you do that, it's always about you got a side chick or a main chick. It's not always about that. It's always about you just sitting there and you really trying to think, and you want time to think and make sure it's the right calculated move. But sometimes we have to be careful what you say prematurely and not think on it. So, yes. I would say I had been there myself for a while. I said it somewhere, and I regretted it because it wasn't a person I did not love anymore. I loved the person there, so I looked dumb.
Poo-poo, you okay?
But I see Fats is on the line. He's trying to chime in. Someone over up his line.
That's good, people.
What's
hello.
Good? What's good?
How y'all doing? I feel like I ain't talked to y'all in a minute.
Yeah,
cool.
Man.
We're
you know,
doing
we
awesome.
Well.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Real good.
I like how you clear your throat like you just going to say so much.
Yeah, probably not.
So inspirational. Go ahead.
I don't know if I should touch on the topic first. Tell you guys about the show that y'all missed. I think I'll touch on the topic because it was kind of fresh in my mind. But I've kind of been in this situation as far as wanting to tell somebody that. And I kind of feel what Angela's coming from as far as when she says you really don't know how. And I think the answer for that is like, it's basically the answer for everything else in your life. Like if you worked at a job for 7 years and all of a sudden you don't work there no more, you're going to feel something like that's been a part of your life for the past 7 years. So if you were the person and you built so much and this person has known you on a personal level, you're gonna feel something. Like you're going to feel like a loss. And that's not necessarily a bad thing because all change is not good, but change is good for the most part. So you feel that. Like, you feel like, okay, you feel like a void is there. And Sam was saying, like, most of the time in my situation, it wasn't like, okay, I'm interested in somebody else. It was more so like the relationship was just, like, bad. It was almost like I got pushed to that moment. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know which way you want to answer it.
Because man, like for me, like I was saying today as well, on what you were saying, it's not even just the fact that like you just, because some people most of the time everybody assumes that it's always all just someone else. It's not always that. Sometimes like it's something just going on with you, period, and you scared to have that person to be involved and what you got going on. So how are they going to, because you know when you love someone, you know when that person loves you, they're going to try to ride for you and do all this stuff for you in different situations. And you know the best way to make sure they don't get involved in it is by saying something you don't mean.
Yeah.
Like you be like, hey, I don't love you anymore. Sometimes you get confused and you're doing it as protective measure, like, you know, you're going through something rough. You don't want that person involved. and you don't want them to get hurt or have to be involved in some crazy shit you're going through. So you're like, it's better to let them go and let them figure it out, and then just let them know that if they still, you know, at the end of the struggle and I come back and I'm triumphant and they still want to be a part of what I got going on, then it was meant to be.
Yeah. My situation was just, I mean, a relationship, I like to deal with the person. Like, I know you both got stuff going on around each other, but at the same time, when you're in a relationship, that person can kind of make all that stuff seem like it's nothing. You know what I mean? Like, you kind of feel like you can go through anything because you got somebody right here. So that wasn't an issue in my case. My case was that I felt like this person wasn't with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, just in a relationship, period. Let alone if something was to happen, I could go through something with it. It's more so we're not communicating. We don't agree. We argue, stuff like that, to where you just feel like, okay, maybe this person not the one. And saying that, you're basically saying, I don't want to be with you no more. I don't love you no more. Is that something like, do y'all think you could possibly say, I fell out of love with you, but I want to be in love with you? So is that possible, if you could work past that or something like that? Or is it just like, oh, no, done?
Well, I mean, I think if you can work through it, you possibly didn't completely fall out of love. They just really just kind of got under your skin and you thought you didn't like them no more. That's happened to me before. You know, they just irritated me to the point I was like, I don't really like your ass no more. This was just like the small things that they do. So you really still care about them. I guess you just got to start looking for more of the positive things in them instead of focusing on like all the negative stuff that they do. So I guess you want to consider that falling back in love. That happens.
I'm trying again. I mean, if they irritate you, you still care, you know? Somebody I don't care about, they can't.
That's what that means? Shit, I'm going to care about a lot of people.
Yeah. Nobody, like, you can't get on my nerves. Like, if somebody walking on the street, they can't irritate me unless I'm already having a bad day and you just got in my way. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't irritate me.
Yeah, you seem kind of one of those people that just piss me off because you don't get irritated ever.
Well, I I'm one of them people though. Like, I give low rage, I get all that stuff. Like, but at the same time, like, deeper feelings, like, it just don't bother me. That's why I'd rather deal with people where there's something there. I don't want to waste my time like talking to somebody that's not gonna like push my life to the next level, or I know somebody, so I'm a better person for it, or something like that. Like it's just not going to do nothing for me.
Makes a lot of sense. That's so easy to say, and I've tried to implement that in my life so many times. And every time it happens, I want to snatch a neck. I'm going to try again
you know
for
what?
The new year.
Two of y'all deserve to be loved. Y'all deserve.
Don't start with Mama D song, please. Like, are you on the phone when you play that? Like, the bad part about it is he told me like Saturday that he had a good song for the show, and then he plays that shit.
Honestly, I wish I knew the words. Honestly,
why? Why? And I
sometimes
think it's even funnier when they see that little video when she's swirling around with that microphone just
she
really
was so serious.
But I did shut up. Just shut
why
it up.
Why did like the whole last 10 minutes of the finale, though? The whole last 10 minutes of the finale, that damn song was playing. And I'm looking like, are we going to like let this song rock for real?
The bad part about it is everybody always in the studio, and Mama D the only one with a song.
Man, and she is on the radio already.
The only one who has released the song, and everybody stay in the studio. Who
yeah, Cardi, because they were showing like what everybody was doing at the end from the finale. They had Cardi B in the goddamn studio. Cardi B, we ain't heard this damn song yet. And playing it when you get booked for. Cause let me tell them something. When you just for having your music played when you're booked to host a party, that's cool and all, but all right, playing it when you walk away.
Yeah.
They're not playing your music when you're not there. That I don't know what to say to you.
Well, maybe, yeah, I don't have an excuse for it.
I thought a murder kind of love.
Oh my God! Now I want to know the words. Just
exactly. Like,
I think
you know
I
the words. You can use it to
all
get on somebody
love
else's
love.
Oh
that,
my God!
That
the,
right
the,
there with
the Instagram pictures that came from that was so hilarious. I saw one this morning. It said, how you feel when you got a fire behind Instagram photo you put up, you only get one like? And it had that strong player. I can't with y'all. I'm getting off of Instagram the rest of the week. I can't do it.
Yeah, Instagram be really disrespectful in real life.
Oh,
I really want those lyrics, though. And I'm going to find them.
Send them to me when you get them.
I thought a murder kind of
Oh my God! Seriously.
Oh my God.
Hold on, that's the answer. How do you tell someone you don't love them anymore? You sing it to them.
You know, stuff do sound better when you sing it versus just singing it.
Think about it, because you know a man coming to y'all. And tell a woman, men come to a woman and tell her, hey, I want you back, baby. I want your mind. Or then you sing in your Keith Sweat voice, baby, I want you, and I'm on my goddamn knees. You know, you singing like Keith Sweat, she might take you back. She'll go make
you
some dinner at the day and everything.
I'm starting to worry about you. Because normal people don't do shit like that they haven't did in the privacy of their own home. Like, you're just not going to give that to the world if you have not already done that shit by yourself. So, I'm kind of
I ain't done no Keith Sweat singing. I just put cutting straight through. I get straight to the point. You got time for that.
No, you be probably at home just dry-ass tripping by yourself, just in the mirror, before you get in the shower doing dumb shit in the mirror. Because I do it. So I know you do it, too.
Yeah,
you must see. That's how you know you're looking at my Instagram again. Like, you know, when people been seeing me, I've been crying like for the past week and a half. I was sitting posting pictures. I've been going in these videos. Like, I had one. Because we weren't here that day, so I could talk about it. It was right after Beyonce performed at you. Actually, before the MTV. Video Music Awards, BET, can we get a budget and give you out to the actual before the BET Awards? I'm just saying. But anyways, I had one video where I was talking about people saying they're flawless. And so I was just talking and I was saying this is how people say they wake up. This is how they really wake up. And I had some powder. I had some flour on my lips like they were crusty. Tell me, that's how they really wake up. So, you know, that's just a little bit of the foolery I have been doing on Instagram.
Wait. Speaking of Instagram videos, I want to ask you two guys this question. Now, some men who are just really upset by the, you know, I don't want to call them Instagram comedians, but the up-and-coming comedians who, like, dress up and act as, like, women, like how women act, or wretched women, if you could say. And they just, like, that's gay. They act like that too good. You know, like, they act like it's a problem. Like, I feel like, hey, if that's how that man chooses to get his money and make people laugh, well, why not? So, like, is that a problem for y'all? Do y'all not find that shit funny? Because the shit's funny to me.
I've always been so on the fence about that. Like, me personally, people know I would crack you the heck up left and right, but... And I even do the old women's voice. I make fun of Angela being funny doing her voice. I even do the little gay guy voice on prank calling people. But I would not dress as one.
that's taking it too far.
I think for me, to each his own, but I feel for me personally, that's taking it too far.
I mean, I don't feel like, because it's not like they RuPaul dressing like drag queen dressing like women. They just like acting like a woman getting ready to go to the club. Like, that's not, I just don't feel like that's gay.
It's not even that say it's gay. My whole thing is this. If that's all they always do, like, if that's the only, you know, because then they're stuck. You get famous and hot, you know, you get your 15 seconds of fame, and then you get famous and you possibly get booked. Like, heck, I mean, even, like, that one dude from Emmanuel Hudson, you know,
yeah.
He got, you know, he's on Wild or Not and stuff now for doing, and one of the ways he got big was doing the Ratchet video, talking about Ratchet chicks. Right, but not everybody, but everybody, that's always a formula everybody does. There's a thing they always say that almost every successful man in the industry has dressed as a woman at some point in time.
That's because women are crazy. They just funny.
Or the gay guy, too. Will Smith, he played a gay guy in one of his movies. Jamie Foxx has played, you know, one.
He's been playing
a
gay guy since Living Color.
Yep, and that, too. I'm sorry, he is that as well. Eddie Murphy.
Robin Williams.
Yep. Marlon Lawrence, Robin Williams, exactly, you just said it. Robin Williams, Mrs. Doubtfire, but right before he was going to die, they were already talking about making Mrs. Doubtfire 2. So what does that tell you?
Really? That's my movie, too.
Big Mama,
Tyler
Perry playing Medea.
The Wayans,
yeah, they play gay guys and they play girls.
White chicks.
And like Dave Chappelle, he said he will not do it. He talked about that in one of his comedy shows. It was a comedy show, it was an interview, I forget what it was, but he talked about how somebody asked like this movie, one of these producers was talking to him and they were trying to ask him, they were telling him about this role and they said they wanted him to put on the dress. He said, "Why I got to put on the dress to be funny?"
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, I think each his own, but don't make it feel like that's a precedent that I got to do to make people laugh. Like, I can just wonder you doing the voices being funny, but putting on a dress, that's taking it to another level. I can't do that. I can't put the dresses on. It does not. And then you want to look at somebody, and then because it's the same thing. Like, why this is a double standard. Why does he want to keep saying that Michael Sam, he's going to be walking around looking at dudes and doing this and doing gay stuff. But every time a guy gets a good play in the football play or whatnot, a guy wants to slap him on the ass, tell him, good God. How is that not gay? So that's, I'm just saying it's a double standard so much around here.
My whole thing is, I don't have a problem with it, period. My biggest issue is with black people like denouncing things that don't need to be denounced. Like a black person can say, F heel figure, and black folks just stop wearing heel figure, thinking heel figure going out of business. Heel figure ain't going nowhere. Or
exactly.
Black people say, why all our black men wearing these wigs, playing, they going too far, or why we planking? Remember the slaves? You know how black folks just take it to the next level. And when you're on social media, your social media on your timeline, it's like all black folks. So you feel like, oh, everybody thinks this. No, everybody don't. Everybody in the world, white folks out here still planking. Nobody said nothing about Robin Williams when he played Ms. Doubtfire. But they'll be quick to say, hey, look at Eddie Murphy. Look at Martin. Look at all our black comedians dressing up as women. What's up with that? You know what I'm saying? And black folks, just they do that all the time. It can be
this is why I feel them on that fest, because you watch the budget they spend on these people. Like, people like the robbery and the stuff. You know, they get, you know, other movies they do, they get a big budget.
But you know, in order for us, to get the bigger budgets for some of the white counterparts and white mainstream production companies and whatnot, we always got put on the dress. That's what I get mad at. To where, why is it that that's the only thing? All of a sudden now y'all see value and want to spend the money on it. Why y'all can't just spend it? Why y'all can't get behind us when we doing other stuff too? So everything under the sun is needed to be funny. It's kind of like why people say, why is there models who do nude and why is there, you know, I don't agree the girls do nude. They hoes and all that. But it's not that case. Everything is needed. There needs to be a perfect balance in the world. I'm nude photography and being fully dressed in and high fashion, all are needed. You need a balance.
Yeah, well, what you're saying is black folks act like we're not already at a disadvantage. You know what I'm saying? Like, sure, you can say, hey, look at these white folks getting a bigger budget. You expect that already. Sure, it's wrong. Sure, we need balance. But it's like that. It's been like that. So the way that I see it, my black brother, he's successful. Eddie Murphy put making
a professional. Oh, yeah, I feel not good. I can say I won't personally put one on myself. That's
Sure. I won't do it. I know a bunch of people won't do it. But at the same time, you got to salute the person who did do it, whether he's black, white, Mexican, because somebody got to do all this stuff. Everybody, all of us not down in Ferguson protesting, all of us not doing it, but somebody got to do it. And it'll be a big problem if nobody did it, and that's with a lot of things. And equality is nothing new. You going there to get a job, what you going to say? This white man got that. Sure, he got the advantage. Like, you can't say nothing about it. So that's nothing new. I just want black folks to stop denouncing, like, corporations and all these this big business, like, and thinking it flies, you know what I'm saying, and thinking that's the end for that.
Here's the thing. It's not even just that. I mean, if you're going to do it, Here's my answer to that. They do all the denouncing, but they go to the next one. They don't. This thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think if your answer, if you don't fix your answer, you know, it makes sense if their answer was we're gonna stop supporting these corporations and start putting our money back in our own communities. Okay, now y'all making sense. But if you go on for one, that's like saying I'm not gonna talk to this this porn star chick, but I'm gonna go talk to this girl who slept with a bunch of dudes. It's the same thing, it's just dressed different.
Yeah, most definitely. Like, black folks are saying, y'all saying swag too much, but then all of a sudden you saying dope and turned up and turned down for what? Like, it's the same stuff. So
exactly.
I promise you, mark my words, somebody going to be saying, stop saying turned up, stop calling stuff dope, stop saying turned down for, like, and then they're going to be on to the new word. Like, just let somebody say what you say. If that's what you say, say it.
I agree.
All right.
But I have come to realize that at first I thought it was just Houston. There was a Me Too city. Like, whatever they thought was cool, everybody else thought was cool. Now I'm starting to think it's just a lot of African-Americans. Not all, just a lot of them that are just so easily influenced by stuff they see on social media, whether it's true or not. They just take that shit and just run. They don't do no research behind it. It's just like, oh, that shit on the internet gotta be true.
Yeah, it's the same way with like stories. It ain't even gotta be like a joke. It can be like a news story. You ever seen where they
life? Okay.
Yeah, they spread like fake stories. You ever see the fake story that everybody is sharing and retweeting, but it's like it's not real at all. You know what I'm saying?
It's not
research
even some of the legitimate
source. Exactly.
Yeah. Like I couldn't. Like
well, my favorite one is this whole thing with Facebook Messenger. If I see one more damn person complain, I'm not going to download Facebook Messenger because they're going to take my privacy things. They're going to get in my camera. Okay, nigga, look me in there. I want everybody to listen. I want y'all to grab y'all ear and put y'all ears close to the goddamn speaker. Facebook owns WhatsApp.
and Facebook owns Instagram. If they wanted to steal your freaking picture, they could have did it a long time ago. There we go.
Right.
I had to do that to them.
They like they were going to activate your phone to take your picture. I'm like, really, sugar?
Yeah, like you're going to stop using Facebook. Like,
they're not. They sound so stupid because they know they're not going to stop using Facebook. They're going to crash down because his theme. Yeah, there is an alternative. You're going to go grab your goddamn computer and you're going to use Facebook that way. But it's too many cheap people out here who are not going to go buy a laptop, so they need to shut the heck up, download that app, and go ahead and message the person on that app. Y'all know y'all faking the funk for everybody. We're not falling for it.
Well, I already have a laptop. You got these expensive phones. Phone costs more than a laptop.
Telling you, that's my thing. Like if you don't want to have a computer, yeah, you have using your phone. So guess what your phone is going to do. Here's my other thing for all the people who always hate on Android users. That goes to show before you boast to me and tell me that. The reason why you don't have an Android and you have an iPhone is because there's better privacy. Do your research next time. The last time I checked, they just had a big scandal where iCloud got hacked something serious. So it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, at any given time, some smart person is going to figure out how to crash something, no matter who made it. So, Scott, you might as well give up. At the end of the day, you just got to take precautionary measures of protecting your stuff. And be careful what you say. I mean, people tell me they don't want Facebook rename Messenger. Well, stop trying on your business in there. Y'all, here the thing, they want to complain about the Messenger, but they tell their business on the freaking timeline, so it don't matter.
You really pissed off about this Messenger, huh?
I am. I'm so mad. Because it comes across my page. I see every time I see a person do it, I go, God dang, we got another idiot.
Yeah, I've seen people talking about Facebook though. Like, Facebook is boring and old, and nobody's ever on Facebook. Not knowing that everything is Facebook, really.
Yeah.
Every website you go to, they ask you want to share this on Facebook.
Yeah.
Instagram is Facebook, Twitter, all this stuff. It got to you want to share this on Facebook. Like, stop acting like.
I mean, honestly, it inspires you to go create something. Because, like me, that's how I created my website. I got mad at Facebook. That's the problem. They're whining, but they're not making a solution. Facebook was annoying me how they treat people in the industry, and I made my own freaking website to that. Don't just complain. That goes to you saying, it goes to the topic for today. How do you tell someone you don't love them anymore? They're complaining. Figure out a solution and solve the problem. Don't just complain and make a problem.
Yeah.
Like, I don't love them, but I don't know how to tell them. Well, you need to figure out how to tell them because otherwise it's going to be a problem and it's going to remain a problem.
Amen, see. It's going to remain a problem. You make sure you let them know.
Ooh,
we'll let
everybody
know that right now how it's really going. College Hill is on BET, y'all. This is a classic foolery.
Yeah, I saw it last night. I saw it back. I guess I made that my last point. Like, you just made that, brought that up. I mean, is this a sign that BET is like to get back to where they were like early 2000 era, like late 90s? Because BET, man, used to want to keep your TV on BET. Because they always have programs you want to watch all the time.
Cedar's World was my show, y'all. She used to be dancing. She got her little outfit.
Get to the street.
Getting real high tech.
I think everybody who's an artist that does hip hop as well. Every last one of them was inspired by. It can attest they were inspired by Rap City in some form or fashion because you like, man, I wouldn't be one of these days, I wouldn't be in the booth. They used to inspire the crap out of you.
True.
The streets. They don't have any college. They used to be so college-oriented. That's another problem. BET used to be so college oriented. They used to show the HBCU games on there. They used to have College Hill. They used to do all the college tours with everything. So
it's just the craziness. Y'all got me going on and on. All right, well, and the phone about the self-destruct, so we're about to roll on now, everybody. We're about to roll on now. You listened to the episode of Glitz and Glamour. I'm Angela. Shout out to you as always. Shout out to you, Fast Man, for always tuning in. Just definitely have a share some insight from your own little way.
Shout out to Desi.
Y'all got any last things y'all want to say before we close out?
Oh, just shout out to Desi. She wasn't able to do the show tonight, but hey, girl, we miss you. That's about it.
All right. Oh, Lord. Yes, today is at 12 o'clock. It's going to be my 28th birthday, so big ups to that. And everybody's already blowing up a goddamn message box from the start. All right, y'all. We putting the roll out, man. Peace.